You won't have to listen to me for the next 30 minutes. Eric Best and Doug Jost are going to help me make this this presentation today. With the holidays, all the folks that pass through our house, you know how it is. I'm not sure my voice will hold out for one presentation, let alone three, but we'll do the best we can this afternoon. So we are going to present the new Delta Pine class of 14. The three varieties on the slide here are those three new class of 14 varieties: DP1454NR, B2RF, DP1410B2RF, and DP1441RF. Just a quick high-level view, and then of course Doug and Eric will present in much more detail on the second and third variety. But DP1454 is was tested as 13R347. It is all a not resistant variety, and we'll dig into that data in quite detail. DP1410 was tested as 13R315. Excellent combination of yield potential, fiber quality, and a great disease package. A variety really for West Texas. And Eric Best will, who's our territory agronomist in West Texas, will make that presentation. And DP1441RF tested as 12R244R2. A good, tough, dry land, limited water variety. And Doug Jost will make that presentation. So, I'm going to talk just a minute about our product concept on root knot nematode product. First off, it is a breeding trait. Dr. Don Keim and several Nilish Adege and several of the other breeding group presented last year our breeding approach to developing new root knot varieties, and Dr. Keim did a great job of explaining that. And if you're interested, you can go back and reread that paper from last year's Beltwine. Probably, I think the one thing that may separate what we're looking for in a root knot variety, at least compared to what I thought I heard Joel say a few minutes ago, is that we're really looking for varieties that, when you're in a non or low nematode environment, you're going to be at yield parity. So we recognize that root knot nematode fields are going to have areas of the field that have very low populations, and they're going to have hot spots, areas that are going to be above a threshold or certainly, you know, significantly above a threshold where you're going to have significant damage. With that in mind, we don't feel like that a grower should have to give up anything in that low nematode or non-nematode part of the field. But in that area of the field where there is moderate to high nematode pressure, we're also looking for a good level, a high level of resistance. And so we're measuring that by the ability of these varieties to reduce reproduction or the population root non-nematodes. Typically in our protocols, we measured that a couple of times, measured it as eggs per gram of root at 45 days after planting, sometime after that first generation is turned. And then also, of course, the juveniles at harvest, a very typical sampling that's done. And then, of course, under those conditions, with the moderate to high root knot nematode levels, we are seeing a good yield advantage with those conditions. So just wanted to use the map to point out a couple of things. For the 1454, we're looking at two target markets. The first being that area in West Texas, especially south south of Lubbock, southwest of Lubbock, around towards Stanton and the Rolling Plain area, in those sandier soils. But those areas that can that has the season to do a good job with a mid to full maturing variety, and of course throughout the southeast, particularly the lower southeast. Again, in this case with the 1454, due to its maturity. And also due to the fact that of course this breeding trait is for root knot nematode, doesn't pick up any resistance or anything for a reniform, and certainly there are many other soils, many other areas that have mixed populations, reniform and other some other nematodes as well in the southeast. Of course, if you've been around cotton very long, you've seen nematode damage in the field. certainly that above ground stunting. I do want to thank Dr. Jorge Charisma. He's one of our TDRs in West Texas. It's great to have a trained nematologist in the field as we did this development. And Jorge's been an extremely valuable resource on top of the breeding group and our plant health group in St. Louis to help us develop these this new variety and have a pipeline of new root knot varieties coming to the market. But certainly we see this kind of above ground stunting in fields where you'd have high populations. You can see many of the other areas of the field don't show that level of symptoms. But of course we'd recognize that the amount, the degree of root damage and galling is driving that that above ground symptom, and that's really what you know, what we're looking to avoid. Just wanted to review quickly the terminology here. And Joel had some good pictures as well. Susceptible varieties. The previous picture, this picture shows, you know, high degree of galling, a lot of root damage. The resistant line or variety in this case, a very clean root, although it's not immunity. This this resistance reduces reproduction. So to reduce reproduction, that female has to do some feeding. Has to experience the interaction with the plant root, and so there will be a limited amount of galling early in the season. But a much cleaner root compared to susceptible checks is a very consistent observation that we've made with 1454. So to dig into the variety, DP 1454, as I said, tested as 13R347. Resistant to root knot nematode, full season maturity in this case. Light hairy leaf pubescence. It is a tall plant. And I'm talking in a minute a little bit about some of the management observations, but with the degree of protection that we're seeing of the root system, in some cases growers may need to adjust their management in especially what they think about PGRs, water, nitrogen, etc. Storm resistance is good. As I indicated earlier, the best fit for this variety is going to be in the southeast and that area in Texas, southern high plains and southern rolling plains. Seed size somewhere right around 5,000, maybe a little bit above that seed per pound. Limb percent running above 40. And I'll have a number of fiber quality comparisons to some standards in a minute, but a good solid fiber package for the DP 1454 NR B2RF. So just to look at the in-season data quickly, first we'll look at the southeast. It did have slightly better vigor than 1252, very similar stand counts in those trials. It was about something on top or around 1 inch taller than the 1252, about a half a node more. Started fruit slightly higher than the 1252. And from the number, the 1454, and what, using our maturity numbering system in the last two digits of our variety name, you can see that we observed both by calculating through our plant maps the number of heat units to 100% open and estimating the percent open that this plant is going to be later than a 1252, and it was tighter in the burr than 1252 in those southeast environments. Moving to Texas. Here compared to 1044, the vigor rating was a higher number, which means slightly less vigor, although 1044 is an excellent standard there for vigor in West Texas with that seed size above 5,000. Not surprising that we're seeing a slight difference there in vigor in this case. The node of the first fruiting branch is also different. It's about a half a node higher than the 1044. And it was significantly later than 1044 in these trials, and actually was similar to slightly better on its string out and fallout rating, or better storm proofness than the 1044. Just some, I want to look first at some comparisons both in the southeast region and in Texas, in this target market area in non-root knot sites. So of course we are evaluating the sites to see where these fall, and to start with the 1454 compared to 367, significantly improved yield, about 100 pounds. similar length. Mike was higher at 4.9. Not a big data set there. I have some other data sets with more comparisons on fiber. The 1454 versus 1252. Again, in our product concept, we're looking for a product that can yield similar to some very good checks, like a 1252 in the southeast. Didn't separate statistically in 26 locations and only 32 pounds apart there. So really very similar yield to a 1252 and similar fiber quality to 1252 in those trials. Another good check in the southeast is 1050. 24 location, or yeah, 24 tests over 2 years. Only 26 pounds difference. So very similar in its yield performance there. The lint percent was slightly lower. The length was off just slightly, but still a good length in overall fiber package compared to, say, a 1252 or DP1050 as check varieties. Moving to West Texas again, non-root knot nematode sites. Compared to 1219, 21 sites in 1 year. Just 32 pounds difference, did not separate. The length was slightly behind the 1219, but we still have more fiber data to come in to help us improve our look at the fiber here. Compared to 1044, 45 sites over 2 years, only 12 pounds difference. I mean, it was right there with equal yield to 1044 in these non-root knot nematode sites. So again, what we're looking for is a variety when you go across the field, you have those parts of the field that are very low in root knot. This 1454 is going to yield with some very good checks, but when you move to the better parts of the field, its performance would be even stronger, and I'll touch on that data in just a minute. One competitor check here in Texas, the 1944 GLB2, didn't separate, but equal to that competitor check, and you can see it does have a higher lint percent. Gives up a little bit on fiber length in that comparison. So now let's shift gears here. Root knot resistant variety. We are looking for a product that is going to have that the high level of resistance and good performance in those situations. So we looked at trials from Texas in 2013 from Texas through Georgia and one Mid-South location that had exceptionally moderate to high levels of root knot nematode, and let's talk about yield first, because this is really, I think, the critical measure. The susceptible checks here were regionally based. In Texas, it was 1044. In the southeast, it was 1050, and in the mid-south, it was 0912. So three very good checks. You can see the competitor checks here, a couple of older root knot tolerant varieties, if we want to use that term. And then the candidate variety here, 1454, and one other candidate we did not advance. But with Acceleron N, or including the nematicide treatment, or Acceleron I, meaning just the insecticide seed treatment, minus the nematicide. And you can see that the 1454 was at the top of those trials, Acceleron N at the top, followed by Acceleron I. And as you move down the list, the significant levels drop down to significant yield improvements, certainly above the susceptible checks and intermediate yields for those tolerant varieties. What about what's going on with the root knot? Well, well, the one measure that we found that's very consistent as we do this work is looking at that number of root knot nematode eggs per gram of root 45 days after planting. The susceptible check, again, depending upon the region. But you can see the 1454 and our other candidate variety with Acceleron N had the lowest counts compared to the susceptible check over 1,000 at that time per gram of root, a lot of eggs that these nematodes can produce, but a significant reduction. And think about that reduction each generation as you move through the season. So a highly effective resistant variety in this case with good overall performance, whether you have nematodes or not. So just a quick review, DP1454NR B2RF, full maturity. I think we do have some data that we're still summarizing on root growth, both from Texas and from the southeast, and we are seeing indications of more root mass, and I think that's going to be a driving factor as growers look at managing a variety that has full root knot resistance from a good good source and with good good germplasm genetics. At that point, I'll move on and let Eric make the next presentation on DP1410. This variety was tested as 13R315, and let him touch on what he saw in West Texas.
Thank you, Dave, and good afternoon. My name is Eric Best. I am the territory agronomist for Monsanto, based out of Lubbock. And it's my pleasure today to introduce you to Delta Pine 1410 B2RF. Like Dave said, this variety was tested as 13R315 the past couple of years. It is an early season variety, probably going to be one of the earliest season things in our lineup. It does have a lightly hairy pubescent leaf, medium plant height, fairly large seed at 4,500 seed a pound, which gives it excellent vigor. Storm resistance on this one will be the most stormproof thing we have in our lineup to date. It is very good to excellent in our ratings, and its best fit will probably be tailored towards West Texas. Based on some other data we'll touch on later, as its broad adaptability across soil types and water levels, there's a talk Wednesday morning by my colleague Doug Jost at 8:15 in Gallery 6 where he'll discuss some of that. But as for right now, we're saying it's primarily going to be a West Texas variety. Probably one of the things we're most excited about with Delta Pine 1410 is this disease package. It comes with a very good rating, 2 to 3. The lower the number, the better on our ratings for fusarium. It is bacterial blot resistant, and it has excellent vert tolerance as well, as evidenced by some of our trials this past year. So like I said, this new variety is an early maturity product with an excellent fiber package, outstanding yield potential, will be the most storm-proof thing we have in our lineup. And like I said, we're excited about the disease package it brings to the market in the Delta Pine lineup. A little bit of background from the in-season plant mapping that our tech development reps do. You can see we're comparing it to two things that are similar to it in maturity, Delta Pine 0912 and Delta Pine 1321, two other varieties that are known to have very strong vigor and emergence and excellent yield in our environment. So as you see the vigor rating there, 3.3, it's right in there with the 912 and the 1321. Looks to be about an inch shorter across this plant mapping data, one extra node, and it does tend to fruit about a half a node higher than 912 or 1321. As Dave discussed earlier, the heat units to 100% open is there as well, and you can see based on those numbers, it does show to be about a half a node earlier than 912 or 1321 for that matter. The string out and fallout ratings, we take our stormproofness ratings and take two different numbers. One is how much that bowl actually strings out, and the other one is how much does it fall out. Because there are things out there like 912, which does string out a little bit, but often doesn't fall out as bad. So we have that in there as probably the other extreme for an early season variety from West Texas. And you can see where 1410 falls, very, very excellent on the string out rating and the fallout rating as well. So a little bit of data compared to those same two things. Delta Pine 1410 compared to 0912. You can see an 0912 is known for its yield ability in West Texas. We know it has some chinks in the armor with stormproofness and vert, but it does continue to be a very strong yielder for us. And 1410 is right there with it. Does not significantly separate, but it is almost a full three staple lengths longer than 0912, and it does have somewhat of a lower mic, statistically significant here as well. One thing I would like to remind you about when you look at 0912 in West Texas, several people have made the comments about low mic or higher mic. 0912 is something that is historically for us about 6 to 7 tenths of a mic point higher than a trial average. So that would put 1410 right there about that same range as being at the trial average. Like Kenny mentioned earlier, the past 2 years, however, we have had two early freezes the first week of October, and it makes putting micronair ratings and some of these numbers, you have to kind of take them with a grain of salt. Compared to 1044, the number one planted variety in Texas for the past 2 years in a row, you can see very similar to it as well. It does separate a little bit at about 42 pounds better than 1044. And again, a little bit lower mic, but closer to something like 1044 with better strength and almost two staple lengths longer. Compared to two things out of our class of 12 that some of you may have been familiar with, we launched a couple years ago, DP1212, an early season variety, a very easy to manage thing we brought to the market for that Lubbock North type environment, another high yielding, high mic type product like 0912. You can see 1410 compared to that, about 50 pounds better, two staple lengths longer, and again, there's that little bit, that mic a little bit lower than 12-12. Compared to something more fuller season, in that environment would be 12-19, but it has yielded very well for us with excellent stormproofness and excellent vigor and excellent quality in the Delta Pine lineup, so we could looked at 14-10 compared to it as well. Across 22 observations the past 2 years, you can see it does show to be about 30 pounds better, but again, there's that increase in length and a very similar micronarian strength to DP-12-19. Compared to two competitors in that same maturity range, we'll look at 1944. It does separate significantly with about a 100-pound advantage, very similar length, and again, about a half a mic point lower than 1944. Compared to 9170, which is something that has performed very well in the West Texas market and does have a considerable amount of market share and as producers are happy with, about a 116-pound advantage to 1410 in that type environment. Again, very similar fiber, and there you can see that micronair identical across these 28 locations to 9170, which is something that works for us in West Texas. So one thing I'll mention real quick about the yield in this stability graph. One of the comments I made earlier is we are looking at this as something being broadly adapted across a wide range of environments. So the black line on this graph is the one-to-one line. The blue line would be 9170 and the red line Delta Pine 1410. So you can see with your lower yield environments at the left, ranging all the way up to your higher yield environments on the right, it is basically taking that red line and it's a shift on the y-axis, showing that across all different environments and different yield ranges here, 1410 is above the trial average. So in summary, Delta Pine 1410, like I said, the yield potential is equal to or greater than some of the best Delta Pine yield standards we have out there. It is comparable to better than 9170 and 1944 in all aspects. The fiber length, like I said, is better than the 12-12 and 9170. Fiber strength looks good. Micronair, a little bit lower than 12-12 or 0912, but very similar to a trial average. Excellent vigor, and like I said, one of the things we're most excited about is the disease package it brings to the table in regards to verticillium and bacterial blight resistance. So next, I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, Doug Jost. Some of y'all, I know it's getting late in the afternoon, and some of y'all may not recognize him, but our team has been doing a beard growing contest, that's facial hair, for charity. And I told him, I said, the good thing is I get to talk first, but the bad thing is I have to talk first. So if you see some of us around, we're having a beard growing contest for charity. But the sad part about that I'll let Doug in on, is I've also been participating in this contest for a month. So with that, I'll turn it over to Doug.
He stole my punchline. That's exactly what I was just going to say. He's also in this competition. Okay, I'm going to be introducing Delta Pine 1441 Roundup Ready Flex. My name is Doug Jost. I'm a technology development rep for Monsanto that covers West Texas from Lubbock south. Delta Pine 1441 Roundup Ready Flex was tested as 12R244R2 for those of you who worked with us on those trials. It is a mid to mid-full type maturity variety with a semi-smooth leaf pubescence. Plant height about a medium. Seed size 5,100 seed per pound, just I guess a little bit smaller seed size than like a 1044 would be. Storm resistance slightly looser than a 1044. You know, that statement I'll show you on the next slide. It's really, really close to a 1044. I think the data actually shows it a little bit different on the next slide. It's going to be fitted for West Texas as well as Arizona. Basically, this is going to be a Delta Pine 174 Roundup Ready Flex replacement. Limb percent is an average of 39.6%, and then you can see the fiber quality information there that I'll talk about a little bit more in detail in the next few slides. From a disease standpoint, it is moderately resistant to both Fusarium and Verticillium wilt, but it is susceptible to bacterial blight. Now, when we compare this to something in a similar maturity range, such as 1044, you can see on a vigor standpoint, it has slightly lower vigor than a 1044, not a lot, but a little bit different there. One would be an excellent rating on our rating scale, and nine would be poor. As far as plant height, it's slightly taller than a 1044. Number of nodes, slightly higher on number of nodes, and does in fact fruit just a little bit earlier than a 1044 would. Number of fruiting nodes, 9.4 versus 8.4, and then heat units to 100% open would be 273 versus a 230, so just a little bit longer season from that perspective. String out and fallout ratings, as Eric had mentioned earlier, we take those two ratings very, very close to a 1044. Sometimes we do see these actually string some, but don't actually fall out on the ground. So in my mind, as long as they're still on the plant and not on the ground, we're still in pretty good shape. When we look at some comparisons, we'll start with 1441 versus a 1044. Looking here at yield, you can see that we've got slightly deviation on yield, not much, nothing there significant. Higher limb percent on 1441 versus 1044. And then we don't see anything other significant there. So very similar qualities in fiber to 1044. When comparing to 1321, we do see a limb percent again increase on 1441 and a slightly lower mic compared to 1321, but slightly higher uniformity. Looking at a couple of competitors here, 1944 GLB2, no difference in yield there. Again, the limb percent is a little bit higher. Losing a little bit on the length, and then uniformity again, a little bit higher. So looking at a few more observations on a 9170 comparison there, we do see a significantly better yield at 74 pounds. Again, that higher limb percent, losing a little bit in that length area, and then on a uniformity, still doing well. So let's talk a little bit about how it compares to 174, the variety we're trying to replace here. Not a big difference on yield, just 34-pound difference, nothing significant there. Limb percent that has been doing good against the others, no significant difference there. Where we do see a little bit better is on our strength with a 30.2 versus a 28.6. And again, that uniformity being significantly better. How does it do in different environments? Here on the left side, you've got the 100 to 500-pound environment, 500 to 900-pound environment, and then a 900 to 1,300-pound environment. And you can see that the 174 and 1441 are very similar on those low-end environments. As Eric mentioned, we will talk about this in the water use trials. This variety does have a very good response to limited water. And as you give it more water, it actually responds very well. So as you see it in that 900 to 1,300 pound environment, we are seeing a significantly higher yield than we do on a 174. So in summary, as far as maturity, plant type performance is very similar to a Delta Pine 1044. It's an easy to manage plant type, a solid performing plant type. And again, as I mentioned, excellent performance in limited water situations that we'll go into more on Wednesday. So that would conclude our three introductory varieties for the class of 2014. With that, I guess I'll entertain any questions. Okay, thank you.